Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am in Seth, S-E-T-H, Smith. Seth Smith is a 42-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 1/30/21. But at that time, he fell in the back of the store while making a delivery. But his left arm reached behind him and locked as this occurred. But he believes he injured his left shoulder and back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of rotator cuff tear. Treated surgically on both 5/14/21 and 2/12/16/22. Period. He completed his course of active treatment on 4/17/23. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. Smith was seen at Concentra on 2/3/21. Brady stated he fell and hurt his left shoulder on 1/30/21. Period, swelling was going down, but he doesn't have 100% movement. Period. Upon physical exam, was neurologically intact. Period. He had full shoulder range of motion with no signs of impingement. Period. X-rays showed soft tissue swelling of the left chest lateral to scapula, comma, normal shoulder joint. Period. She was diagnosed with a thoracic strain, comma, chest wall hematoma, for which she was prescribed naproxen, physical therapy, and activity modifications. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks through 2/16/21. Period. At that time, Dr. Agrawal, A-G-R-A-W-A-L. The left posterior thoracic hematoma had resolved. Period. She noted signs of symptom magnification and pain spreading to new locations such as the low back. Period. The contusions were healing as expected, but subjective complaints of pain were staying the same. But there was no indication for a sling or immobilization of the left upper extremity, especially since he was getting new subjective symptoms. But objective findings were consistent with normal function at this time and return to work recommended. Period, quote, patient is extremely tense and agrees he is pain avoidant. Period, tense muscles in his forearm, common low back and jaw, all contributing to patient's multiple complaints today. Period. End quote. On 3/1/21, he had an MRI of the left shoulder. These impressions will be inserted here. Period. On 3/27/21, he underwent a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Beginning 5/25/21. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz for a postoperative evaluation. Period. Surgery was done on 5/19/21, involving arthroscopy and rotator cuff repair, as well as labral repair with subacromial decompression and debridement. Period. He had Mr. Smith begin physical therapy at the visit of 6/15/21. And discontinue his sling and immobilizer. Period. He did participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. On 9/7/21, Dr. Lipschultz observed he looked markedly improved. Period. Passive range of motion is essentially full with abduction and forward flexion. Period. He needed to work on progressive strengthening. Period. He's on track for a good recovery. Period. on 1/14/22, a left shoulder MRI arthrogram was performed, period. And put this in bold, we need to obtain the actual MRI portion as opposed to just the injection portion of that study. On 2/16/22, Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Period, he again followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. Period. On 3/9/23, Dr. Lipschultz noted he was last evaluated on 7/12/22, approximately 5 months, status post-surgery. Pretty had regained full forward flexion and abduction at that time. Pretty had decent strength, but was tight with rotation. Period. He did not have physical therapy in the interim, nor any additional injuries. Pretty had been incarcerated from 7/20/22 through 1/28/23. Period. Another course of rehabilitation was ordered. Period. As of 4/13/23, Dr. Lipschultz cleared him for full duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he had a very muscular physique that he attributed to weightlifting, comma, martial arts, comma, and mixed martial arts. Pretty was wearing a sling on his left arm, notwithstanding it being discontinued quite a long time ago. Pretty demonstrated facial grimacing throughout, indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple healed scars about the left shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Passive left shoulder adduction was 40 degrees, comma, abduction 130 degrees, comma, flexion 110 degrees, comma, internal rotation to 65 degrees, and external rotation to 70 degrees, with extension accomplished fully. Period, combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level. Period, there was crepitus about the left shoulder. Period, active range of motion was worse. Paired motion of the right shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers, was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 4+, so resisted left elbow flexion and extension, as well as shoulder external rotation, comma, 5-5 left shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5/5. He was tender to palpation anterior, laterally, and posteriorly about the left shoulder, but there was none on the right. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive near, comma, Jurgensen's, comma, empty can, comma, course time reduction, comma, speeds, comma, and Apley's scratch tests on the left, all of which were negative on the right. The rest of those are normal. Extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He ambulated with a physiologic gait. Period, he could walk on his heels without difficulty. Period, when walking on his toes, he had a limp on the right that he attributed to low back pain. Period, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees. Period motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period, he was tender to palpation at the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the sacroiliac joints bilaterally. Period, supine straight leg was a maneuver on the left at 70 degrees. He elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Period, on the right at 90 degrees, no low back or radicular complaints were elicited. Period, impressions. On 1/30/21, Seth Smith fell in the back of a store while making a delivery. Period. He describes he fell onto his left outstretched arm and it locked. Period. We've seen it concentric a few days later. When x-rays were negative. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period, left shoulder MRI was done on 3/1/21 to be inserted here. Period, on 3/27/21, he had a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period, in the paragraph, he came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz. Period, he performed his first surgery. on 5/14/21. Paired additional rehabilitation was ordered postoperatively. Paired, unfortunately, the petitioner had a period of incarceration during which he did not participate in any rehabilitation. Paired returned to Dr. Lipschultz in early 2023. Paired. He then performed, early 2023. He did return to Dr. Lipschultz afterwards, paired on 2/16/22. Dr. Lipschultz performed surgery to be inserted here. Paired additional therapy was rendered postoperatively. Paired as of the visit on 4/13/23, had an excellent clinical exam with full range of motion and only minimal strength deficit. Paired. During the course of treatment, Dr. Agarwal noted signs of symptom magnification, including the expansion of his subjective complaints to different body areas. Paired. He has long since been discontinued from his left shoulder sling. Paired. In paragraph, at the time of the current examination, he was wearing his left shoulder sling. Paired. He had a muscular physique attributed to various strenuous personal activities. Paired. He did demonstrate facial grimacing throughout much of the exam. Paired. There was decreased active range of motion about the left shoulder, which was improved passively. Paired. In the absence of atrophy, there was minimal weakness in the left upper extremity. Paired. He reported subjective discomfort with most provocative maneuvers about the left shoulder. Paired. He had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative for clinically significant disc pathology, spinal stenosis, radiculopathy, or facet arthropathy. Paired, new paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Paired, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Paired. He does appear to be more functional than he would otherwise portray. Period. End.